New York's Inspector General is out with a scathing report finding that widespread security lapses and breakdowns in oversight allowed those two convicted murderers to dig their way out of the maximum security prison in Dannemora last summer. Brian Mann with Here and Now contributor North Country Public Radio reports.
Northern New York is usually a playground this time of year, with tourists camping on mountain lakes and rental cabins packed with people escaping the cities. But last June, the region was locked down for 23 terrifying days with tense checkpoints manned by heavily armed guards.
Still looking for both of them? If you see them or think you've seen them, contact state police immediately.
More than 1,300 local, state, and federal officers were hunting for Richard Matt and David Sweat, two convicted killers who had dug their way out of Clinton Dannemora prison. It became clear in the days after their escape that something had gone seriously wrong inside one of America's toughest prisons. And in a long-awaited report issued yesterday on the one-year anniversary of the prison break, New York Inspector General Catherine Leahy Scott described widespread incompetence and mismanagement and what she portrayed as a complete breakdown in oversight.
The extent of complacency and failure to adhere to the most basic security standards uncovered by my investigation was egregious and inexcusable.
The report describes a maximum security facility where basic security had unraveled. Metal detectors weren't used regularly. Bags weren't checked at gates. Corrections officers allegedly neglected basic duties and discipline and even described themselves as lazy. Already, at least a dozen guards and administrators have been placed on leave or have resigned. One veteran corrections officer and a civilian worker are behind bars for aiding the escape. Leahy Scott says her probe uncovered even more criminal activity.
I have identified a number of DOCS employees who have committed criminal acts and violated DOCS policies and procedures.
In addition to portraying guards at Clinton Dannemora prison as almost comically inept, the report points out that many of them refused to cooperate with the investigation. Leahy Scott also raised troubling questions about whether the state prison system is capable of providing oversight and proper management of its own facilities, questions that point directly at the leadership of Acting Corrections Commissioner Anthony Annucci and Governor Andrew Cuomo. Speaking last July, right after the manhunt ended, Governor Cuomo said that for the time being, he was keeping Commissioner Annucci in his post.
Let's get the investigation done. Let's see what they say.
But others have suggested for months that a shakeup of New York's prisons is long overdue. Manhattan Assemblyman Daniel O'Donnell chairs the Corrections Committee in the state legislature. He held a hearing on the Dannemora escape last December.
Aside from the millions of dollars of cost to the state of New York, it also led to the terrorizing of the community where that prison was located. And let me be very clear, that is simply unacceptable.
At the time, O'Donnell asked whether a new kind of outside oversight or ombudsman is needed to monitor how New York's prisons are run.
Is the oversight model we have efficient and effective? Or are there other potential models that might exist?
This new report suggests that new oversight is needed. Inspector General Scott points in particular to allegations that some inmates at Clinton Dannemora prison were beaten and threatened with torture by corrections officers following the escape. In the end, inmate Richard Matt was shot and killed. His partner, David Sweat, was shot and recaptured and is now serving time in solitary confinement. The aftershocks of their escape continue in New York's prisons. For Here and Now, I'm Brian Mann.